This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, the luxury brand giant LVMH this morning reveals how much money it's been making. The alphabet soup there refers to the company behind Louis Vuitton, Donna Karan, Tag Heuer wristwatches, Moët Champagne. The company reported 20% growth in the first half of this year. But what about the slowdown in China? LVMH has almost as many stores there as it does in all the rest in all of Europe. Marketplace's Nova Safo takes a look.
LVMH's luxury brands range from wines to perfumes to clothes and watches, with labels such as Sephora, Marc Jacobs, and Moët. Consultant Milton Pedraza of the Luxury Institute says these labels have a problem.
Luxury growth trends are slowing down.
Pedraza says one of the biggest reasons is the economic decline in China. But there is still growth in the luxury market, and the Chinese have not stopped buying, says luxury retail analyst Paul Swinand of Morningstar. He says the Chinese are just going to Europe.
The prices are actually 30, 40, even 50% lower.
Luxury retailers have been investing in e-commerce to lower geographic barriers. LVMH recently hired an Apple exec to lead its digital operation.
If you've only got so many Cartier or Omega or Rolex watches made in the world, then it really doesn't matter where you sell them.
Swinand says all that matters is demand lining up with supply. And for now, he says, demand overall is strong enough to keep luxury retailers profitable. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.